Foreign Policy Mag, Kick China's Confucius Institute Off Campus. By Tom Sikata on October 17, 2019. A column published in Foreign Policy this week makes the case that American universities should cut ties with the Confucius Institute, an education organization funded by the Chinese government. Andreas Fulda published a column in Foreign Policy on Tuesday about the creeping influence of the Confucius Institute on college campuses. Breitbart News has reported last week that Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, has continued his push for a federal investigation into the Confucius Institute. Like many others, Hawley is concerned that China is using the Confucius Institute and the funding it offers to American universities to exert control over the discourse on American college campuses. Fulda points out that almost 100 American universities have partnered with the Confucius Institute since 2004. The institute is primarily designed to provide Mandarin Chinese language training. However, many critics are concerned that the institute is required to push positive, and often deceitful, messaging about China and its government. Since 2004, around 550 Confucius institutes have opened worldwide, with close to 100 in the United States and 29 in the United Kingdom. In recent years, however, the enthusiasm with which university leaders around the world have embraced the institutes has soured. Increasing numbers of them have been shut. That's partially thanks to the geopolitical shift against an increasingly autocratic Chinese Communist Party, CCP, under Xi Jinping's leadership, and partially due to the institutes themselves being no more immune to the CCP's waves of political repression than any other Chinese state institute, even abroad. Academics have claimed that the Confucius Institute offers distorted, pro-Chinese government perspectives on important political and cultural events such as China's Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, and the Tiananmen Square Massacre. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on the Confucius Institute.